Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. And we've been talking about how the dreams that you have at night can reveal your life dreams, and also about how God is opening up the books of your life purpose right now, and how you can find clues into what He's called you to do. So this is going to be an amazing time. You'll want to get a friend, especially because we're talking about dreams, you know, and dreams that you have at night. There's these common dreams people have, but I want to release this over you right now. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, open up the heavens. I pray that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened, that we may know the goodness for what you called us to. I pray for the opening up of dreams and visions, understanding of dreams, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, people are dreaming everywhere, dreams at night. This is a season that God is speaking through dreams. And, you know, dreams are one way that God speaks. Did you know that the dreams that you could have at night can have clues about your calling? Now, I found my destiny. I mentioned this in the last episode. I actually discovered my calling. I didn't understand this, but when I was having a breakthrough of nightmares, I was having night terrors for 7 years, and at age 19, I had a breakthrough from that nightmare, and it changed my life forever. God spoke to me. So dreams like flying, falling, running, your teeth coming loose, having a baby, showing up late, those can reveal things. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about the mysteries of God, how He speaks through dreams, how He could actually take a bad dream, and how you could do something with about everything that God is saying right now. So, a negative dream now normally comes from the enemy. It's not God's will. But there are times that God can use a negative dream. He can point out things for you to be able to change. So once you understand how God is speaking, in fact, I talk about this in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, and also if you want to go into details on this, I've got a course called the Dream Crash Course that can walk you through while we talk about these things. But right now, I want to give you some quick training to get you ready for what God is doing right now, because He is speaking in dreams, and it's an amazing time. Plus, He's opening the books of your life purpose. He's revealing things. So when you see a negative dream, and in the last episode, in case you didn't see it, I talked about that negative dream, a nightmare I had of being chased, running and being chased by something evil. Then, I didn't know it at the time, because I hadn't read my book yet, I hadn't understood this, but I actually could have taken that, instead of just really freaking out and trying to get, you know, running away from it, taken it and said, wait a minute. Why would Satan be working overtime on you having a bad dream unless there's something good for you to fulfill? And when I say that, it usually unlocks destiny for people, unlocks, oh my goodness, I might have something. So I have this thing where when you have something negative happen to you, you could flip it and flip it good. Maybe you've heard me talk about this, but I want to give you where I got it. It's right out of the Bible. Nightmare can be used positively. In Daniel chapter 4, King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream that was negative. It was a nightmare. It says, in fact, he was really scared. In Daniel 4, verses 4 and 5, Nebuchadnezzar was home in his palace. He was content and prosperous. And I had a dream, he said, that made me afraid. I was lying on my bed and the images and visions passed through my mind, terrified me. Now, that's a nightmare, right? Now, Daniel, a dream interpreter of the Old Testament, steps up and he interprets the dream, and also he gives advice. And in Daniel 4:27, Daniel advised the king to repent that these things would not happen. Now, this is where I got the concept of flip things that are negative. because this was a negative dream showing that King Nebuchadnezzar was going to lose his kingdom for 7 years. Daniel, though, without this being in even in the dream itself, Daniel says, if you would repent, maybe God wouldn't do it, because Daniel understood the heart of God and the kingdom. Those are things that, you know, repentance and bringing this stuff, like now, New Testament, under the blood of Jesus, you can change things. And you can take the negative things and flip them around into something positive. And so, last week, I started talking about the night dreams that point towards your life dreams. And you can have a reoccurring dream. So, watch for dreams that are, something like, for me, I was in a recurring nightmare for 7 years, but you might have a reoccurring theme going on in your dream. Maybe you're having a flat tire, or maybe you're showing up late. Those are reoccurring dreams telling you to watch for something, you know, become aware of it, or maybe it's something you need to change, or maybe it's something God wants you to do. I kept having a reoccurring dream where a certain family member would show up in my dream, and it was showing that there was something from that side of my family that still needed to be fulfilled. Now, the running or being chased dreams that I've been talking about, they can show you that there is something more. But here's one, showing up late. Now, this is a heads-up dream saying that God is bringing something. He's trying to bring something new in your life right now. But you don't want to miss it. And the showing up late dream, I was having the showing up late dream just recently, and I had to go back and look and see if there was anything I missed that he had asked me to do. And sure enough, there usually is. Maybe being in school or taking a test, those types of dreams, whether you're a student or not, taking a test or being in school, showing that you're in a season of learning or being tested. And if you know that, then you're going to get a heads up. If you're being tested, we get tested when we get promotion, before a promotion and after a promotion, you know, in the spiritual realm. But we get tested for the purposes of promotion all the time. And so it'll give you a heads up to be careful, because you know someone's probably going to trip you up to try to get you angry. You know, a testing time is God trying to show you things in your character. It's not a pass or fail test. It's not a bad thing. It's not judgment at all. It's something that a loving father starts to do in your life. And once you recognize this, you can come into agreement with it. I watch all the time for it. And I watch that God uses these things. It's part of his nature. And there can be nightmares, negative things in dreams, or the positive things. How good is that? I love the dreams that are very positive. You know, most of my dreams are positive over negative, but don't be shocked or don't think it be discouraged if you have dreams that are on the negative side, because it's showing you have a higher calling. Now, I had these years ago. I had to work through them. I had to work through those things of my soul that were being revealed in dreams so that I could get to the calling I'm in right now. So again, don't be discouraged by it. There's common misunderstandings in dreams because they're symbolic and they're not necessarily literal. Very few people dream literal. What you see is what you get. An example, being given $1 million can probably represent to most people that you're going to get an extraordinary amount of favor. Money can talk about favor, unless there might be $1 million coming to you, but it might be in the form of favor. Maybe getting married to someone. Listen, this doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to marry that person. I actually had several dreams like this over time where I got married to something or someone, or I was married, which I've been married for 24 years to my wife Linda, but in a dream, I got married to someone else. And I knew in the dream it wasn't, anything sexual or anything like that. Listen, it's symbolic that God has something in common with the gifts that they have or their calling, or that person's calling, or that person's career. And getting married and having babies aren't necessarily literal. I talked about having a baby that can represent new things coming to you. So someone, listen to this one, having an affair in a dream doesn't necessarily mean that they literally are having an affair. Listen, all you intercessors out there who dream. I can't tell you how many pastors who are in a season, maybe they're writing a book, and then suddenly their wife says to me, you know what, I'm having a dream. He's having an affair. And he's sitting right there, the pastor is, and he's saying, I'm not having an affair. And I go, well, are you doing something that might be taking all your time? And usually that's the case. See, they're writing a book, and the other person is feeling as though they're, you know, being pulled away from something. They might be having an affair. I'm not saying this is a bad thing. It's just, it's pointing out things symbolically. What I'm trying to say is you need to look at things symbolically, learn to get eyes to see and ears to hear, and be able to understand that dreams operate in the realm of the spirit. And so they don't always necessarily look at what they reveal on the natural realm. And so Jesus spoke in parables. It's very similar. He used these parabolic understandings. So here's how your destiny could be revealed in a dream. This is the point I want to make this week. Genesis 41. Joseph cut off the plan of the enemy, and he destroyed the plan to destroy Israel. Pharaoh had a dream while he was in prison. Joseph was in prison. He was a dream interpreter. And during that time, he had interpreted some dreams for some other people, for government officials. But in Genesis 41, Pharaoh has two dreams no one could interpret. And then Joseph steps up and gives the interpretation. He says, do not the interpretation belong to the Lord? Tell me your dream. There was going to be 7 years of plenty, Pharaoh's dream, and 7 years of famine. So then what happened is Joseph revealed the plan of the enemy. He goes, that's famine coming. But I tell you, he said, if you store up for 7 years, you know, people are going to come to you for a blessing. And it's going to, you know, also his plan that he gave Pharaoh in 24 hours, he had a turnaround. He went from prison into being second in charge. And also it saved Israel, because Israel was part of that famine that was coming to the land. And during the famine, they actually went and was saved by the fact that there was stored up grain and stored up food in Egypt. So here's what I'm trying to say. You can discover your destiny. There's clues in the dreams you have at night. There's clues in the things that you desire. There's clues. God's been leaving you clues all your life. Sometimes it takes mentoring to get there. And I had to mentor several times. I mentored with a businessman, with the first really powerful one. I mentored with pastors along the way. I mentored with John Paul Jackson, amazing dream interpreter. I mentored with so many different people. You don't have to necessarily mentor one-on-one. With many of those people, you can actually be part of things like read their books, start to understand what their message is, if it's something that you're called to do. Or I'm doing a 49-day breakthrough mentoring experience, and it's going to be starting right away, actually. It's February 17th. We're going to leave the registration open. 7 weeks, 7 interactive training group exercises. Some of them are live, where you can do a Q&A. Other are delivered to you weekly, but it's an interactive online experience that also includes our coaches and people to help you walk through things. But it's called Launch Your Life Purpose Breakthrough Experience with Doug Addison. Just go to dougaddison.com/launch, and I really hope you can be part of it, because it's going to really open things up. And I pray right now, God will open the heavens over you. I pray right now that the dreams that you've been having at night will begin to make sense. I pray for supernatural impartation of dream interpretation, of eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.